It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
We are already more than halfway through the high school football season, which is absolutely nuts that we've gotten that far. We're going to talk about some of the games that happened back in week six, because this week is week seven of the high school football season. Insane. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, by Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. All right, one read down, and now we get into some scores from last week. So week six of the high school football season, kind of an interesting week, and then some of the top teams got bye weeks heading into region play. Starting this week for a lot of the state. So some, and you know, some regions were already playing, like, you know, teams that have like eight or nine teams in their region, which is just nuts. So Benedictine and Westminster, Benedictine went to Westminster and put up 56 on them, beat them 56-7. That will set up a huge showdown. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. Benedictine and Ware County. That is a heavyweight bout. Brookwood and Frederica, they played that game in the Bloody Marsh, as I like to say. But as the folks on St. Simon's eloquently put it, under the oaks, they played that game on St. Simon's. Frederica, 42-13 winners over Brookwood. Bullock Academy took down Strongwood Christian, 38-13, rebounding from that loss they had to John Millage. Valwood beat North Florida Christian, 37-21. Coffee, what's going on with Coffee? Talking about, I mean, like, underachieving for this season. Daytona Beach Mainland out of Florida beat Coffee 14-7. They beat them over in Douglas. Camden County was up on Royal Palm Beach 37-0, like, late in the fourth quarter. They pulled their starters out, put in their JV, and Royal Palm Beach rattled off 20 straight points. So that game, the finals, 37-20. But if we're being really honest, the game really wasn't that close. I mean, it was 37-0 with like 4 minutes to go in the football game. So Camden royally dominated that game. Colquitt and Rickards, Florida. Colquitt 31-19 winners. They've got a big test as they will be welcoming Lowndes to the Hog Pen over in Moultrie. Buckholz, Florida, and Richmond Hill. Man, what a kind of a huge setback, or a little bit of a setback, I guess, depending on you know, how quick you're willing to hit the panic button. But Buckholz, Florida beat Richmond Hill 21-0. Richmond Hill had looked like a perennial playoff team in that region, 1-6A, the SEC of high school football. But Richmond Hill goes down 21-0 to Rickholz, Florida. Statesboro and Bradwell, this was a show-me game in that region, that coastal Georgia region, plus the three Augusta schools. Statesboro 38, Bradwell 28. They played that game at Ovi Field over in Hinesville. Statesboro comes out with a 10-point victory and takes a positive step into trying to make the playoffs out of that region. Brunswick and Greenbrier. Brunswick just thoroughly dominated Greenbrier, 42-0, did not give up any points. The weird thing about that game is Greenbrier found some success running the ball against Brunswick between the tackles, but they could never score. You know, they moved the ball a little bit from time to time, but Brunswick's defense kept stepping up and getting the ball back. So Brunswick, 42-0 winners. They've got a huge matchup. They will be playing Glen Academy for the city championship between the Bricks at Glenn County Stadium. We'll talk a little bit about that game later in the show as well. South Effingham and Effingham, of course, big time showdown in that game, big time rivalry game. They played the game over in Guyton in the Corral. Didn't matter. Effingham 49, South Effingham 21. That's South Effingham's first region loss. So they get tossed back into all that chaos. It's in the middle of the region. You've got one team, which is Brunswick undefeated. You've got one team that's winless at the bottom, and everybody else is just bunched in the middle. Glenn and Lakeside Evans. Glenn's one of those teams that's bunched in the middle. 54-28 winners over Lakeside Evans. Peach County and Northside. Peach, despite being a lower classification than Northside, takes down the Eagles 19-6. Peach County winners. You might see Peach County in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. You might see them. Warner Robins and Veterans Region game. Warner Robins comes away with a 27-17 win, keeping their march toward the playoffs going. Tallahassee, Lincoln, Florida. They went to the swamp to play the Ware County Gators, and they found out Ware's really, really good. Ware 42, Tallahassee, Lincoln 9. Ware dominated that football game. Flipping my page, Beach and Long County, a game that I didn't think was going to be this close. Long County found a way to win, but 22-21. Of course, you remember last week, Long County suffered their first loss of the season. It knocked them out of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. 22-21 win over Beach. Not really that impressive. Calvary Day and Jenkins. Jenkins beats Calvary Day 41-33. Wow, okay. Johnson and Groves, oh my gosh, that's like, which turtle do you want to pick in the race? Johnson wins 35-26 over Groves. Yeah. Liberty and the Islands, Liberty 34, the Islands 8. Windsor Forest and Southeast Bullock. Southeast Bullock put 50 on Windsor Forest. If I'm being honest with you, despite the fact that Southeast Bullock put 50, which was expected, I'm stunned that Windsor Forest scored 15. Southeast Bullock is really good. I'm stunned that Windsor Forest found a way to put two touchdowns up on the board. Good for Windsor Forest. West Laurens and Harlem, 26-21. West Laurens ekes by Harlem. Appling County and Miller County. Appling over in Baxley, 66-6. They woodshedded Miller. Kind of looked like the old Appling that we had gotten used to. Swainsboro and Crisp. Remember now, Swainsboro last week was the number one rated team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. They get by Crisp 21-14. Brooks and Pierce. They played that over in the Bears Den in Blackshear, and Pierce comes away with a 28-16 win over Brooks County, who is a really good football team. So is Pierce. Tattnall County and Savannah Country Day. Savannah Country Day 34, Tattnall 21. Thomasville put 74 points up on Bacon. 74-13 is your final. I thought Bacon County was a much better football team than that, and Thomasville just took them to the woodshed. Now, I thought Thomasville would win, but 74-13, great googly moogly. Over in Alma, Jeff Davis 31, Brantley nothing. Jeff Davis takes another positive step to trying to secure a playoff spot in that region that is just ridiculous. I mean, that's like Worth County and Fitzgerald. I think Brooks might be in there. I'm not sure, but yeah, it's brutal. Fitzgerald 7, Worth 30. Worth, of course, is in that region, and Worth, they are legit. Worth might be the best team in the state. They might be. Like pound for pound, player for player, Worth is really, really good. Blakely County 44, Washington County 26. Dodge and East Laurens. Dodge beats East Laurens 33-14. Jefferson County and Dublin. Dublin comes away winners 42-13. ECI and Bryan. That was a big-time region game. A lot on the line in that football game. And ECI has been playing really well the last 3 weeks. They continue that pace. They beat Bryan County 30-12. Defense only gave up 12 points. Jenkins County and Claxton. Jenkins County, what I call Claxton, the get-right game. 49-7, Jenkins County beats Claxton. Screven and MCA. MCA really needed that game. They didn't get it. Screven 27, and they blanked MCA. 27-0, the final. Portal and Mercer, Portal and Metter. I really thought this game was going to be super close. I really did. But the Metter Tigers said, not today. They blank Portal over in Candler County in Metter, 31-0. 31 rock. Metter totally obliterates Portal. 24-21, Telfair beats Montgomery. And Trutland County, a 17-12 winner over Wilcox. Way to go, Trutland. All right, so on the other side of the break, we've got to preview the games that are happening this weekend. Friday Night Lights. Let's go. Let's go.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. We are already into week season of the high school football season. Several great games going on. The Wayne County Yellow Jackets begin a new era tonight at home at JC Stadium, looking to upset the Warner Robins Demons. Region 1-6A starts region play tonight, and Camden will host Valdosta, while Lowndes makes a trip to the Hog Pen to take on Colquitt. And another huge one, as Brunswick and Glenn will meet between the bricks for the city championship. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Football season is here and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suites, dining room suites, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times, 912-267-1897, and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
All right. So, yeah, we're heading into week season of the high school football season. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options. New state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82, exit 29 off of I-95, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. All right, so we're going to head into week 7 of the high school football season, and we got a lot of good games to talk about. So let's go ahead and just jump in. Bullock Academy at Tatnall Square. Bullock Academy rebounds from the loss they took to John Millage. They will head to Tatnall Square. This is a big-time matchup. Tatnall Square is a power in the single-A private school ranks. Give me Bullock Academy, a GISA team to take down. Bullock's really good. Peach at Westover. Give me Peach County. They are looking really good, I want to say in the early part of the season, but gosh, we're already in week 7. Valdosta at Camden. Man, I don't really know what to make of this game. I know Valdosta has looked really good. Camden hasn't looked that bad themselves. The game is at Chris Gilman. You know what? I'm going to pick Valdosta to go to Chris Gilman and beat Camden. I'm picking Valdosta. Lowndes at Colquitt. Lowndes heads to the Hog Pen, and I'm here to tell you, from experience, you don't go to the Hog Pen and win. It's been like that for a decade. Colquitt beats Lowndes. Richmond Hill at Tift. A very, very pivotal region matchup. Neither one of those teams, if they want to have a shot to make the playoffs, can take an early region loss. Give me Richmond Hill to go to Tifton and beat Tift. Bradwell at Greenbrier. Bradwell, if they want to make the playoffs, they're probably eyeing a 4 seed at this point. They got to have it if that's going to be the case. Greenbrier coming off being shut out by Brunswick. Give me Bradwell to go to Augusta and beat Greenbrier. Brunswick at Glenn. Between the Bricks and Glenn County Stadium, the city championship on the line. You know, there was an article that was written not very long ago about the top rivalries in the state. It did not mention this one, and that is a shame because this is one of the better rivalries in the state, especially in South Georgia. Records mean nothing. Stats mean nothing. Crazy things happen in this game. Give me Brunswick to beat Glenn Academy. Close. I think this game is close. Lakeside Evans at Effingham. Give me Effingham to beat one of those Augusta schools. South Effingham at Evans. South Effingham also, they have playoff aspirations. They got to beat Evans. I think they will. I think they'll go to Augusta and get it done. Coffee at Northside. I waffled back and forth on this game. Two really underachieving teams for the 2025 season. Give me Coffee on the road to beat Northside. Veterans at Houston. Houston just continues to roll coming off a bye week. I think they'll get things done against Veterans. Benedictine and Ware, one of the premier matchups in the state tonight. Give me Ware County. They're playing great, and it is tough to go to the swamp in Waycross and win a game for anybody. It doesn't matter who you are. Perry at New Hampstead. Give me Perry to beat New Hampstead. The new regime for the Wayne County Yellow Jackets start. Well, I say new regime. There's really the interim coach's regime starts. They will host Warner Robins. It's a tough game to get started against. Maybe Wayne plays better, but give me Warner Robins to win the football game. Blessed Trinity at Savannah Christian. Give me Savannah Christian. They have been Jekyll and Hyde all season long, but I will take them to win this football game at home. Southeast Bullock at Liberty. Liberty really needs this game. That ain't gonna matter. Southeast Bullock is coming to town. They're going to roll Liberty. Baldwin at West Lawrence. Give me West Lawrence to win the football game. West Lawrence has been playing some really good football this season. I like them a lot. Appling at Fitzgerald. We just saw Appling put up 66 points against Miller County. Fitzgerald's a much better team than Miller County. Appling a couple of classifications higher than Fitzgerald. Give me Appling to go on the road and beat Fitzgerald. Vidalia at Pierce. Vidalia, listen to me. You're heading to Bears Den. Over the last 5 or 6 years, much like Colquitt, nobody beats Pierce at Pierce. Vidalia, you're not going to be one of them. Pierce is going to win the football game. They're going to win it by a lot. Tatnall at Toombs. Give me Toombs County. They're playing really well. Bacon at Berrien. Bacon just got embarrassed. Berrien's been playing pretty well. Give me Berrien at home. This is crazy. I'm picking Berrien in the football game. Berrien wins the football game at home. Worth County goes to Caney Bay to play the Brantley County Herons. Oof. Oh, man. It's been a tough go for the Brantley County Herons. Meanwhile, Worth is ranked in the top 10 in the state. You may see them in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. We'll find out. Give me Jeff Davis. Or excuse me, give me Worth. Jeff Davis at Thomasville. Thomasville looked really good. I don't know. Give me Thomasville to win the football game. Ace Charter at I had Jeff Davis circled. I'm picking Thomasville. Ace Charter at East Lawrence. Give me East Lawrence. Bleckley at Jefferson County. Give me Bleckley to win the game. Dublin at Northeast. I'll take Dublin to win. Lanier goes to the Swamp down in Folkston to play Charlton. Give me Lanier County to win that football game against the Indians. Irwin at Clinch. Give me Clinch County in Homerville. Brian at Claxton. Brian gets the get-right game against the Tigers. Brian County wins. Metter at ECI. ECI's been playing great. You just saw Metter with a huge win over Portal. Man, I'm taking ECI in the football game. I think ECI has been playing among the 10 best teams in that classification in the state lately. Savannah at Portal. Portal trying to make up for that shellacking they just took at the hands of Metter. They will get it done. They will beat Savannah. Those are our games for tonight. A loaded slate. On the other side of the break, the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
No matter the temperature outside, the AC Guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Trane dealer and Trane comfort specialists. High quality work, trained professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC Guys a call, 912-638-5778, or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
Welcome to Adobo Queens Restaurant, Brunswick's first and only authentic Filipino restaurant. Lumpia, pancit, and of course adobo chicken and pork. Take the short drive over and come on in. 6110 Altama Avenue, Suite 115, right next door to Kia. Or call ahead and order 912-456-3119. Or order online at adoboqueensmenufy.com. Takeout or dine-in available for lunch or dinner. Brunswick's newest sensation, Adobo Queens.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Fall is in the air, and that means cooler weather, football fun, and of course, Halloween. Don't be scared. Come on in to Cunningham Jewelers. All treats and no tricks. Let Cunningham Jewelers' friendly staff help you find that perfect gift, no matter how spooky and no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
Thank you.
It's that time. The Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Before we get into it, got to take care of some business. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, by Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Football season is here, and we are going long at Jessup Furniture Outlet. Living room suits, dining room suits, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices. All the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture Outlet, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, 912-267-1897. And look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram. All right, so now we're going to get into this. This is like one of our high, and it's the same thing every year. For I've been doing these rankings for, gosh, I don't know, close to a decade, and every year we do them during football season, it is the highest rated segment of this show, bar none, period. So here we go. All right. Moving out of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Richmond Hill Wildcats, they are out. So there will be a new team to enter the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. That new team will enter at number 10. Let's recap from last week before we jump all into that. At last week, we had 10 Peach, 9 Richmond Hill, 8 Camden, 7 was Worth, 6 was Ware, 5 Clinch, 4 Lowndes, 3 Houston, 2 Valdosta, and the number 1 team was Swainsboro. Okay, so at number 10, the team that enters for the first time this season in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Pierce County Bears, with a 28-16 win over Brooks County, Pierce County steps into the rankings. At number 9, moving up one spot from 10 to 9, with a 19-6 win over Northside, who's several classifications higher than Peach County. Peach County at number 9, up a spot. Holding strong at number 8, with a 37-20 win over Royal Palm Beach in a game that wasn't that close. At number 8, the Camden County Wildcats. At number 7, moving down two spots with a bye this week, the Clinch County Panthers will be at number 7, or coming off of a bye, excuse me. At number 6, also coming off of a bye from last week, dropping two spots from 4 to 6, the Lowndes County Vikings. They got a chance to prove themselves, don't they? At number 5, also falling two spots from 3 to 5, coming off of a bye, the Houston County Bears at number 5. At number 4, falling from number 2 to number 4, coming off of a bye, the Valdosta Wildcats at number 4. At number 3, moving up four spots with a 30-7 win over Fitzgerald, Worth County at number 3. At number 2, also moving up four spots with a 42-9 woodshedding of Tallahassee Lincoln, Florida, the Ware County Gators at number 2. And so once again, I think for the third consecutive week, the number 1 team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, with a 21-14 win over Crisp County, the Swainsboro Tigers are once again your number 1 team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. So we'll recap. At number 10, we've got Pierce County. At number 9, we've got Peach. At number 8, the Camden County Wildcats. At number 7, Clinch County. At number 6, the Lowndes County Vikings. At number 5, the Houston County Bears. At number 4, the Valdosta Wildcats. At number 3, Worth County. At number 2, Ware County. And the number 1 team again in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Swainsboro Tigers, once again head up the elite of the elite. And again, so just to recap this, so you know, this is across all classifications, GISA included, all the way up to 6A. To be eligible for these rankings, you've got to be round about I-16 and south. You got to be round about I-75 and east. I do not pick these rankings. These are not my these are not my rankings. There's a formula that spits this stuff out. quality wins, strength of schedule, whatever else goes into it. I don't know. So these are not my rankings. These are rankings that are actually put forth by a computer. Wink, wink. All right, so those are the rankings for this week. And so shortly in the show, we still got college football to talk about, and I'm going to give you my college football top 10. I'm going to try and squeeze it in because we got a tight show moving forward.
It is that time of year again, time for fall and football fun. It is also time to give your friends at Air Adjusters a call for your fall service. Don't get left out in the cold. Score a touchdown and make the two-point conversion good today with your neighbors at Air Adjusters. Call 912-264-9747 to schedule or check us out online, airadjusters.com. And of course, let's go Dawgs. License number CN208489.
Summer is winding down and soon fall will be here, which means fun and football. It also means that you need to get into Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters and Southern Tide for all the fall fashions. Jackets, sweaters, vests, and more. All the brands you love. Johnny O, Duckhead, AFCO, Onward Reserve, and a ton more. Make sure to pick your Georgia Bulldogs attire too. Come on in to Gentlemen and Ladies Outfitters and Southern Tide and let us keep your family in style.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of Exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golden Isles Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or Exit 29, Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
This football season, make sure you catch every heart-pounding snap at Mullet Bay on St. Simons Island, 512 Ocean Boulevard, just down from the Pier Village, where you can find live pregame music all football season long. Dine in or take out, lunch and dinner. Wild Georgia Shrimp, fresh flounder, fresh salmon, fresh oysters. Check out Mullet Bay's new look and new menu. Call 912-634-9977, mulletbayrestaurant.com, and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Live pregame music all football season long at Mullet Bay.
Joining me on the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. Dr. Sasser, thank you for taking the time.
Hey, great to be here, Jason.
Well, thanks. So we're going to do something a little bit out of scope. Typically, we don't really talk teams or players that are kind of outside of the Southeastern region, but this injury intrigues me, so we're going to do things a little bit differently since my name's on the show. So Joe Burrow is going to be out for 3 months with the diagnosis of turf toe. So in my mind, and I think a lot of other folks' mind, when you think of turf toe, you think of like maybe like rubbing your toe on the turf or stubbing your toe on the turf or something along those lines. But that's not what turf toe is.
No, that's not what turf toe is. It you're right. It sounds like truly kind of like a little wimpy injury that you hurt your toe and you got to sit on the sideline and you can't play. But it's a big deal. It is truly a big deal. A turf toe occurs from a hyperextension type moment on your great toe. It's usually on the big toe. Uh-huh. And the reason, because the big toe is part of that tripod. So when you step down or when you plant your foot, you're planting that big toe, the rest of your toes, and your heel. And that's what creates that tripod effect. And so what can happen is as you lean forward, that great toe will hyperextend, go backwards, and that can rip the capsule of the joint. And that's what a turf toe actually is.
So it's like something torn in his toe.
Yes, but at the base of his toe, not next to the nail, but where the toe meets the foot. Basically, there's a very thick capsule at that area, and you can hyperextend it and tear it.
So your big toe, as you know, is your balance point. So if he's got that torn, would that affect his balance at all? Just everyday movement?
Not really as much everyday movement per se, but any type of pivoting off that foot, stepping back, you know, getting out of the pocket. I mean, you're basically stationary if you're trying to throw a football, and really they hurt quite a bit.
So what happens now in this 3 months? He's going to be out for 3 months. Right. So what's he doing in those 3 months?
Now, again, 3 months is a long time to be out for a turf toe.
I kind of felt that way.
Yeah. Sometimes it can be 6 to 8 weeks, but you also, and this is really kind of getting into the weeds, but you have two small little bones right next to that joint. They're called sesamoid bones. Your kneecap, for example, is a sesamoid bone, and it helps your tendons work as a lever arm, so you can push off. It gives you a little extra strength, and you got to follow me now. But when you tear that capsule, you can actually break those tiny little bones, which are about the size of, say, Tic Tacs, and so they have to heal. They don't have a great blood supply, but they have to heal. So maybe along with the turf toe, he had a sesamoid fracture, and so they're treating that, which is giving that time to heal, and then working on the rehab for his foot.
Again, joining us, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. So in those 3 months, is he just resting? Is there rehab to do?
There's initially rest because you got to, if it's just the joint capsule itself, you have to give that time to heal. Then you're rehabbing it to try to start getting the motion back in your foot. A lot of times they'll also use orthotics in their shoes to keep that area stiff. So when you step down, we've all kind of walked in flip-flops, and when you walk in a flip-flop, you can kind of see your toes hyperextend. Well, with your big toe, you don't want that for a while. And so they can actually put an orthotic that goes all the way out almost to the tip of his great toe to prevent that motion, to decrease that motion. And some people will even use that in their cleats. Soccer players that have a bad turf toe, pitchers that have a bad turf toe, and I would think even quarterbacks.
So another thing about this turf toe is a lot of times I've noticed that when an athlete gets it and then they heal from it, that somewhere down the road, it seems to reoccur. Am I wrong about that?
No, it can. It can. And turf toe, there can be an association with turf toe and even arthritis, because you can have, you had this injury. You basically tried to like dislocate your great toe. It took that much force to kind of rip that capsule at the base of that toe. And so people can get some chronic pain. They can get some arthritis down the road. Now, it might never affect him, but that is definitely an issue.
I would venture to say that turf toe for a kicker would be really bad.
It's very bad. Very much so. And it's usually when they hit that ball fat, that's when they can get a turf toe, and it's hard for kickers to recover. That can keep them out months.
So 3 months for the turf toe and the sesame seed tear. And after that, are you comfortable 3 months, right, getting back? And he just jumped right back into being Joe Burrow?
Well, and again, we've talked about this before. A lot of, especially in the NFL, Major League, a lot of these professional sports, when you're talking about 3 months of rehab, say 4 to 6 weeks, maybe 6 to 8 weeks is actual the rehab of the injury. Uh-huh. And then the other 4 weeks or so is that kind of being on practice squad, those kind of things. Okay. So whereas at 3 months, they are 100% released. Or baseball, they've already started to send them down to the minor leagues and see what they do.
Yeah. Dr. Sasser, I appreciate your time. So it's not just stubbing your toe on the turf.
It's not stubbing your toe.
Thanks, Dr. Sasser.
Thank you.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision Center, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports, the most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC, and more. SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show. That's me, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com, Friday Night Lights, and Sweet Tea. College football on the other side.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Be sure to ask about our keg selection, too. Locally family-owned and operated since 1985. Off exit 29 on I-95. 61 Candler Drive. Call 912-265-2567. And look for specials on Facebook. M&B Liquors.
Trying to find great family fun, but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
So I'm going to do my very best of trying to squeeze two segments here into one, as this is the last segment of the show. If I succeed, great, give me a pat on the back. If I fail, just know I gave it my best shot. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision Center, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionforheroes.org. All right, so we're done with all the reads. So now it is just fully 100% rest of the show, you and me. You ready? Let's do this. All right, week five of the college football season. Number five, Florida State goes to Virginia. I don't see any way that Virginia's got a shot in this football game. I like Florida State a lot now. I am convinced. Watch them go out and lose now that I've said this. But give me Florida State. 24, TCU at Arizona State. Everybody overlooked TCU at the beginning of the season. They finally cracked into the top 25. I think they go on the road and lose. I think Arizona State beats them. 16, Georgia Tech at Wake Forest. Georgia Tech blows out Wake Forest. Write it down. Number 21, USC at number 23, Illinois, in a game where two teams are ranked and nobody cares. Give me USC to win the football game. I think Illinois really got exposed by Indiana last week. 22, Notre Dame at Arkansas. By the way, Notre Dame, the only team that's ranked that doesn't have a win. You're ranked inside the top 25 and you haven't won a dang football game. How that works, beyond me. They'll go to Arkansas, and I think this game is close. Boy, Sam Pittman really, really needs this win. Not a close game, not a moral victory. He needs the W. Arkansas comes out motivated, but in the end, Notre Dame wins the football game. Utah State at number 18, Vanderbilt. Give me Vanderbilt to win the football game, and I think Vanderbilt's going to be a problem for a lot of teams in the SEC. Number 4, LSU at number 13, Ole Miss. LSU travels to Oxford. You saw that press conference a couple of weeks ago where Brian Kelly was losing his mind about how poorly his offense played against Florida. They're going to have to score to beat Ole Miss, and I don't think they can do it. Plus, the game's in Oxford. Give me the Lane Kiffins to beat LSU in what would be considered an upset. Ole Miss beats LSU. Number 11, Indiana at Iowa. Indiana's going to destroy Iowa, I think. Auburn at number 9, Texas A&M. Auburn got robbed against Oklahoma. We all saw it. It was garbage, but they lost the football game. They will go to Texas A&M, who is ranked inside the top 10 at number 9. Give me Auburn to upset Texas A&M on the road. They know they got hosed. They're going to come out ready to roll. Number 1, Ohio State at Washington. Look, this is a cross-country trip for the Buckeyes. This game is not just going to be a gimme game. I think this game's close. I think Washington gives Ohio State everything they want. In the end, Ohio State finds a way. Number 15, Mississippi at Mississippi. Number 15, Tennessee at Mississippi State. Give me Tennessee to win the football game. Arizona at 14, Iowa State. I don't think Arizona can play with Iowa State. Give me Iowa State at home to win the football game. UMass goes to Columbia, Missouri to play the Mizzou Tigers. Missouri ranked 20th. Give me Missouri to win the football game. One of the premier matchups in the country. Number 17, Alabama goes between the hedges to play the number 5 ranked Georgia Bulldogs. This is a night game. Sanford Stadium is going to be insane. And I mean insane. All the tailgating that's going to go on all day, much and all of the consumption that's going to go on until 7:30. Sanford's going to be nuts. Give me Georgia to win the football game. Number 6, Oregon at Penn State. The Ducks will go to Happy Valley. The first real test for both of these teams. I've said it all along. I really like Oregon. Penn State, time after time after time, they lose these big games. Give me Oregon to go on the road and beat Penn State. 25, BYU at Colorado. Flip a coin. I'll take BYU because they're ranked, but I wouldn't be stunned if Colorado won the game. In the SEC, the only unranked game in the SEC, Kentucky at South Carolina. South Carolina desperately needs this win. Things have not gone swimmingly over in Columbia, South Carolina. Give me the Gamecocks to win. Duke at Syracuse. Syracuse looked great against Clemson, did they not? And remember, Syracuse played well against Tennessee earlier in the year. I'll take Syracuse to win the football game. Louisville at Pitt. Give me Pitt to win the football game. Cal at Boston College. Give me Boston College at home. Virginia Tech at NC State. It's not Virginia Tech in all sorts of turmoil. New coach, firing of the coach. They're looking for they got an interim, and who knows what else is going on. Give me NC State to win the game. In the Big 12, UCF at Kansas State. Give me UCF to beat the Wildcats. I like UCF. Georgia Southern at James Madison. Give me the Eagles. An interesting game, which is why it's on the list. Appalachian State at Boise State, all the way across country for the folks from Boone, North Carolina. Give me Boise State to win the game. And in Conference USA, Middle Tennessee at Kennesaw State. Middle Tennessee is a really good football program. Kennesaw State, not quite on that level yet. Give me Middle Tennessee State to win the game. Those are your score or your my picks for this week's college football games. So now what I want to do is I want to try to give you my top 10 heading into the college football season. And I've got to do it really quickly. Like I said, I'm trying to squeeze two segments into basically one. So I'm going to do my very best with this. All right. All right. So at last week we had number 10, Vanderbilt, 9, Georgia. These are my rankings. Okay. I pick these. Not from the AP. This is just what Jason Bishop's eyes see. Number 10 last week was Vanderbilt. 9 was Georgia Tech. 8 was Oklahoma. 7, Florida State. 6, LSU. 5, Penn State. 4 was Oregon. 3 was Georgia. 2, Ohio State. And my number one team is the Miami Hurricanes from last week. We'll see if that changes. Here's what I've got for this week. At number 10, I still have Vanderbilt at number 10. At number 9, still Georgia Tech at number 9. At number 8, here's where things begin to change. I dropped LSU from 6 to 8. I had to look and see how far they dropped. I dropped LSU from 6 to 8, so I've got the Tigers at 8. Oklahoma, for me, moved up from 8 to 7. I've got Oklahoma at 7. Florida State at 6. Last week, they were 7, so now they're 6. At number 6, Florida State, we just mentioned. At number 5, Penn State stays there. At number 4, I've got the Oregon Ducks. At number 3, I've got Georgia. At number 2, I've got Ohio State. And again, my number 1 team, which I think that's got a real good chance of changing next week, especially with Georgia, Alabama, and Penn State and Oregon. Depending on what happens in those games, you could see Miami get jumped. But for now, Miami is still my number 1 team. So to recap, number 10, Vanderbilt, 9, Georgia Tech, 8, LSU, 7, Oklahoma, 6, Florida State, 5, Penn State, 4 is Oregon, 3 is Georgia, 2 is Ohio State, and 1 is Miami. My top 5 remain the same from last week. All right, so that is it. It is now time for high school football. And I guess over in Wayne County, that we're going to go to Bob Morgan with the Wayne County Coaches Show. But everywhere else in Statesboro, Valdosta, Brunswick, down in Camden, and all the Baxley, all the other folks, let's do some high school football. And let's go.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. We are already into week season of the high school football season. Several great games going on. The Wayne County Yellow Jackets begin a new era tonight at home at JC Stadium, looking to upset the Warner Robins Demons. Region 1-6A starts region play tonight, and Camden will host Valdosta, while Lowndes makes a trip to the Hog Pen to take on Colquitt. And another huge one as Brunswick and Glenn will meet between the bricks for the city championship. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Football season is here and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suites, dining room suites, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times. 912-267-1897 and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.